to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. Up first, from the News and Observer, flavorful soup at Pho Happiness clearly is the star of the show. This was published November 25th and written by Greg Cox. Pho Happiness is located at 508 A West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-942-8201, and they were rated 2.5 stars. At first blush, a bowl of the namesake Vietnamese noodle soup at Pho Happiness looks like any other bowl of pho. You get your usual choice of beef cuts floating above a bed of thin noodles, faintly visible through a translucent herb-spangled beef broth. Alongside, there's the customary side plate. Bean sprouts, basil, cilantro, jalapenos, and lime wedge are all present and accounted for. Then you notice it. There's barely a trace of the shimmery slick of rendered beef fat you're accustomed to seeing on the surface of the broth. You've always considered this a sign of authenticity, that the soup had been made in the traditional time-consuming method of simmering beef and beef bones for hours to extract every last scintilla of flavor. Could the bowl of pho you see in front of you possibly deliver the goods? And if so, how? To answer the first question, as you discover when you take the first cautious sip, is absolutely. The answer to the second involves infusing a little French technique into the traditional Vietnamese method. First, owner/chef Andy Wong browns the bones, which any culinary graduate will tell you amplifies flavor by caramelization, before simmering them for 30 or more hours. Once maximum flavor extraction has been reached, Wong skims the fat from the broth. The result is a soup that's resonant with deep umami-laden beefy flavor, mingling with the exotic perfumes of cinnamon, star anise, and other spices. It's healthy to boot. The only thing missing is the lip-smacking grease. Choose from a variety of protein combinations, ranging from the Hanoi, ragged tatters of brisket and still rosy petals of lean steak, to the Bowl of Happiness, a protein potpourri of beef, chicken, and seafood. Or go off script and create your own combination, choosing from a dozen different protein options. The menu also offers seafood in beef broth, chicken in chicken broth, and vegetarian versions, shiitakes and assorted veggies in a vegetable broth, as well as a Vietnamese curry pho. Pho is unquestionably the star of the show, but it's not the only attraction at Pho Happiness. Summer rolls, bulging with noodles, crisp lettuce, and your choice of shrimp, pork, or chicken are almost too pretty to eat. Almost. A separate section is devoted to wings, and an order of fish sauce wings, pan-fried and tossed in a garlicky, tangy sweet glaze, is all the proof you need that they deserve their place in the spotlight. An eclectic main course offering of vermicelli, rice dishes, banh mi, and entrees offers a modest survey of familiar Vietnamese favorites with a sprinkling of outliers such as orange peel chicken and katsu burger. Shaken beef arrives sizzling on a cast iron skillet with a plate of rice and fresh vegetables on the side. It's sometimes called shaking beef, named for the constant shaking of the pan as the dish is cooked. The dish is a multi-sensory extravaganza of diced beef, onions, and tricolor bell peppers that was marred only by a surfeit of cooking oil on a recent visit. I have no quibbles, on the other hand, with bun bo nambo, a hot and cold composed salad of vermicelli, spring rolls, lettuce, bean sprouts, and tender petals of miso and oyster sauce marinated beef. Or with the clay pot rice I had recently, which served up mixed with seafood, vegetables, over rice, and a not-too-sweet caramel sauce. I won't even nitpick over the fact that the dish is not cooked and served in the promised clay pot, but a more practical, if not as charming, stainless steel one. Pho happiness is a modestly furnished space with a lot of flat surfaces that can make for a noisy setting when the place is full. A series of punny signs, "Girls just want to have pho," on one turmeric yellow wall adds to the casual vibe. It is in downtown Chapel Hill, after all, while a small bar offers a handful of beer taps and wines by the glass. Take a hard pass on the house cocktails and stick with beer or wine, or skip the booze altogether and get a bubble tea. Hong, a native of Vietnam, immigrated to the United States with his family as a boy, via the Philippines, then to California, where he helped his mother at a couple of her Vietnamese restaurants. Since then, his life in the military and the private sector has taken him to Florida and finally to North Carolina, where he opened Pho Happiness in February with his wife, Yuki Shiroz, in February. Huang has taken an unusually circuitous route to opening his first restaurant, and the Western culinary techniques he picked up along the way have yielded a refreshing but respectful take on his native cuisine. Guess you could say he has shown us that there's more than one path to Pho Happiness. Pho Happiness is located at 508 A West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-942-8201. And next, from NC Triangle Dining, Sam Jones Barbecue in Winterville, making the pig the star of your meal. This was published November 10th and written by Ron Wynn. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 715 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville, and their phone number is 252-689-6449. You can't think about food in North Carolina without thinking about barbecue. And when you think of North Carolina barbecue, some classic names come to mind: Lexington Barbecue, Bee's Barbecue, and Skylight Inn Barbecue. But you might want to add Sam Jones Barbecue to the list. Born into North Carolina barbecue royalty as the grandson of the founder of Skylight Inn Barbecue, Sam pretty much has barbecue running through his veins, and I've had a chance to try out his food at a couple of Raleigh events. And given his plans to open up a Raleigh location, I took a trip out to Winterville, 90 minutes away, to taste what will be coming soon to the Triangle. And it was good. From the outside, Sam Jones Barbecue is all about a rustic A-frame ranch with a nice patio out front and smokehouse to the right. The building looks rustic and modern at the same time. I head on in to see what it's about, but the parking lot is already pretty full at 11:45 a.m. Inside Sam Jones, they've got a typical counter order set up with two registers running. There's also a bar in back, which I believe is first come, first served. If you dine here, you can skip the longer line for the main dining room. The menu at Sam Jones Barbecue is pretty standard: barbecue, smoked chicken and turkey, along with ribs, and some special sandwiches. 10 sides, ranging from coleslaw, baked beans, potato salad, fresh fruit, collard greens, chips, and fries. With all the offerings between $7 and $15, everything is really affordable at Sam Jones Barbecue. They also offer a handful of beers by the can or by tap. You can't beat a good beer with these hearty eats. Service at the counter is super polite and attentive. The staff here is very well trained. I grab a seat at the marble top bar and catch the latest sports news on the TV overhead. The diners here are pretty laid back and local, lots of plaid and Carhartt in the dining area. The action in the open kitchen is pretty lively. They're probably well used to handling large crowds. My food arrives, served on an aluminum tray and butcher wrap paper, nestled in cardboard containers. It all looks great. From the meaty ribs, piles of barbecue, and large portions of baked beans and collards. I start off with the sides, and the collards are perfectly cooked with a bit of sour tang, near perfect for my palate. The greens are tender, but still have good texture. And the baked beans are loaded with ground meat and cooked in a savory sauce. Delicious. The Eastern North Carolina barbecue here is wonderfully tender and luscious. There are bits of fat in there that make a chubby kid like me appreciate it even more. And the ribs are perfectly smoked, with the meat pulling easily off the bone. Love the lighter barbecue rub used on the ribs, which is different from the typical heavier cumin, pepper, salt type rubs that are typically used. Sam Jones Barbecue also provides a couple of sauces to use on their meat, but when it's done this well, you probably don't need it. Overall, it's a great plate of barbecue and probably better than anything we can get in the Triangle, except for maybe Redneck Barbecue Lab in Benson. I've asked several times about my meal, and I can only nod an affirmative as I'm stuffing my face with this meaty deliciousness. I pop off my bar stool, totally stuffed with good eats, and the line is only getting longer. As I head out, I stop and peek in the Sam Jones Barbecue Smokehouse and check out the pitmaster team putting out this wonderful meat. Split oak, fire, and practice is crucial to making barbecue and smoked meat this good. So I am really looking forward to their upcoming Raleigh location, which looks like it may be open in the summer of 2020 on Lenore Street. We can definitely use a barbecue upgrade here in the Triangle, and Sam Jones Barbecue does it right. There's no denying that Sam Jones Barbecue makes the pig the star of your meal here, and it doesn't get much better than that when it's done this well. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 715 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville, and their phone number is 252-689-6449. Up next from the Eat Raleigh blog, Mama Crows, and this was published the week of November 18th. Mama Crows is located inside the Transfer Food Hall at 500 East Davy Street, Suite 116 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-232-8122. In a market that often sways in the favor of the extravagant, Transfer Food Hall's Mama Crows shines with its practices of simplicity, like freshly ground beef patties smashed onto a flat top. Depths of texture and still decently meaty despite the thinner patty, Mama Crows offers no tricks or gimmicks, just solid burgers. The patty melt is the definition of a humble burger. Slices of bread inside of buns, minimal toppings, it's simple and satisfying when done right. For the last few years, I've chased a certain satisfaction when eating a patty melt, a feeling I can't quite describe, something like gratification and nostalgia. Biting into Mama Crow's patty melt, which they named the Patty Smash, I found that feeling. At their most extravagant, Mama Crow's Reaper Burgers reads like fireball served on a bun, but the burger is much kinder to your mouth than what the menu reads. Not to say the burger's pimento cheese and California Reaper mayo is bland, all the elements contribute to the burger's tremendous flavor while not being unbearably spicy. On the other side of the Mama Crow's coin is their salad menu. If there's a side of the menu that reaches into a bag of culinary tricks, it would be their bowls of fresh greens and dressings. Mama Crow's serves a list of unique dressings like feta herb vinaigrette and black garlic tahini. The items inside the bowl are just as special. Offerings like charred beets and watermelon rinds give some zest to your typical salad. Fried black beans make for a particularly fun, crunchy aspect of their garden salad. Salads aren't the only side items that the food hall stall offers. The restaurant's crew was graciously given away an extra order of chili fries that had gone unclaimed, and the orphan fries found a home with us. Normally, I'm not a fan of cheese sauce, but Mama Crow's rendition was enjoyable. Both the chili and the cheese sauce were a pleasant consistency as topping on fries, not a gloopy or watery mess. Burgers grace menus all over the Oak City, from sushi places to breakfast restaurants. But Mama Crow's is able to make their mark with simple, quality burgers and extravagant salads. Mama Crow's is located inside the Transfer Food Hall at 500 East Davy Street, Suite 116 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-232-8122. From the News and Observer, the French bistro spirit at Jolie shows why Scott Crawford is a culinary star. This was published November 18th and written by Greg Cox. Jolie is located at 620 North Person Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-803-7221, and they were rated 4.5 stars. When Jolie started taking reservations in advance of its August opening, the restaurant booked 500 tables in the first 15 minutes. That number will come as no surprise to the many fans of owner-slash-chef Scott Crawford. And you can count me among their number. I named Heron's Restaurant of the Year in 2010, and I singled out Crawford & Sons for the same honor in 2018. When he arrived in the Triangle in 2009, Crawford already had racked up a constellation of 5-star and 5-diamond awards at luxury resorts elsewhere. In the decades since, he has garnered 5 nominations for the James Beard Foundation's Best Chef Southeast Award and firmly established himself as one of the area's very brightest culinary stars. And he's versatile to boot. At Heron's, Crawford worked within the constraints of a resort hotel gunning for world-class status to produce a highly refined menu for the globe-trotting expense account set. In 2016, after a brief stint at the short-lived Standard Foods, Crawford opened Crawford & Son, where he was able to break loose and develop a more casual, market-driven style that, with apologies to the long-running MTV series, might be called Scott Crawford Unplugged. Naturally, then, people were dying to see what Crawford's version of a French bistro would look like. Months of delays over permitting issues only added to that anticipation. I am happy to report that from every angle, Jolie is as charming as its name, which in addition to being French for pretty, was chosen in honor of the chef's young daughter, Jolie. On the plate, pretty translates to presentations that are often more artfully composed than you'd expect to see at a traditional French bistro, while remaining true to the spirit of the humble cuisine that inspired them. On the opening menu, an entree vegetable tart filled with a carefully composed rosette of zucchini and summer squash ribbons could have been on the cover of a food magazine. In a more recent version, thin curls of caboca and butternut squash are scattered across the classic French pastry crust like so many fallen leaves. Duck rouillés, another current offering on the seasonally changing menu, arrive beneath a translucent gold dome of potato chips fried in duck fat. Steak tartare, enriched with cured egg yolk and punctuated with cornichons and capers, peeks out from beneath shingles of a Belgian endive. In another starter, ricotta quinoas radiate from the center of a Basque pepperdine of tomatoes and espalette peppers, forming a perfectly symmetrical kaleidoscope pattern of pristine white and vivid red. but gorgets, light as air puffs of cheesy chew pastry, delivered straight from the oven, need no flourishing touch. Nor does an exceptionally rich French onion soup, served simply in the stoneware bowl it was baked in. Trout Amandine departs from the tradition only slightly, with a tangle of shaved fennel and slivered almonds topping a flawless fillet swimming in a puddle of browned butter. Beef Cheeks Bourguignon, its red wine and lardon-enriched gravy oozing into a mound of buttery palms purees, would be at home in a Paris bistro. So would steak frites au poivre, except you'd be hard-pressed to find flat iron steak this tender in your typical French bistro. And you'd be fortunate indeed to stumble across a traditional bistro that serves a chocolate tart to rival pastry chef Crystal Swenson's two-layered wedge or coffee-laced chocolate and dulce ganache. Or a pot de creme as silky as her lavender-perfumed version, glazed with honey and served with sandy-textured sablé cookies. Jolie's all-French wine list does bistro tradition proud, with a dozen by-the-glass options, including four sparklers. The bar also offers a couple of local beers and a small changing selection of French-accented cocktails. The Aperol Petillant is so pretty to look at, you may be reluctant to take a sip. Do it anyway. Designer Louis Sherry has given Jolie's dining room a look that he describes as a contemporary French bistro with loving nods to classic design and clean, modern forms. With highlights including antique gold mirrors, warm oak hardwood floors, marigold yellow banquettes, and ceramic rooster perched atop the end of a long marble bar, it's a suitable setting for the food. It's a narrow space, though, with closely spaced tables creating a vibe that might generously be called urbane cozy. If you'd prefer a little more elbow room, ask for a table on the rooftop patio, which along with the bar is reserved for walk-ins. The entire patio is covered by an umbrella, and it's heated when the weather turns chilly. Jolie's location next to Crawford & Sons is a bonus for the chef, who splits his time between the two restaurants. At Jolie, you'll often see him working alongside chef de cuisine Madison Tessonnière, whose resume is impressive in its own right and includes iconic Charleston restaurants Fig, Husk, and McCrady's. "I've been able to create my dream job," Crawford says. "I get to cook two different styles, both of which I love to cook." Jolie's is located at 620 North Person Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-7221. Up next is a review of the restaurant Stir. This was published the week of November 25th and is from the Eat Raleigh blog. Stir is located at 4242 Six Forks Road, Suite 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-200-8614. Look up North Hill's latest edition, Stir, and you'll see a lot about their cocktails and their ice. The Chattanooga Import is really proud of their ice, so much so that I didn't even really know if they had an actual food menu. But of course, Stir does have a robust food menu that focuses on seafood, even sourcing most of their ingredients from within 100 miles of the Oak City. Among the offerings of appetizers and oysters, my attention immediately turned to their section of ceviche. Coming as a recommendation from our server, the Mexican ceviche came loaded with shrimp, mahi, and avocado. Though we enjoyed the dish, it didn't quite have that citrus punch or heat that I've come to really enjoy in a ceviche. Stir's scallop and shrimp white cheddar mac and cheese is just as luxurious and rich as it sounds on the menu. Tender scallops sitting on top of a bed of sharp cheddar mac and cheese drizzled in truffle oil. My buddy Ryan, who after a stint of living in Alaska is a bit of a seafood snob, was pleased with the dish, although he made the point to mention he wasn't completely smitten. After agonizing over which entree to order, I ordered the shrimp and grits, again prompted by our server's recommendation. Staying on brand with the rest of their offerings, Stir's Shrimp and Grits was a hearty bowl of savory grits and plump shrimp. The North Hills restaurant's desserts aren't as extensive as the rest of the menu, so our choices were down to the cheesecake and a dessert named after a candy bar. Coming in heavily recommended, we split the chocolate candy bar. Surprisingly more tart than we expected, the candy bar was a pleasant way to end the night. The cocktails and ice will always be the marquee items on Stir's menu, but the restaurant's food menu is more than just snacks to munch on while you enjoy your nightcap. It's a full-flavored menu that provides luscious dishes. Again, Stir is located at 4242 Six Forks Road, Suite 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-200-8614. And a few quick Friday fun food facts from the Triangle Food blog. These were published November 22nd, and at the time that we're recording this, this is the most recently published Friday fun food facts due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The team over at Trophy Brewing opened into their expanded space this week over on Morgan Street, announcing that they brought fermentation back to Morgan Street, expanding and improving their outdoor patio space and adding new menu items. Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue will be demolishing their Zebulon location within the next 2 to 3 weeks to make room for their new and improved building. Papaya Chicken and Grill in Bent Tree Plaza at 7909 Falls of Neuse Road is changing things up. Not sure if this is a new concept or a re-concept, but there is a coming soon sign in the window for El Rincon Puerano Restaurant Fusion. And Cha House, an Asian-inspired house, tea house, influenced by the tastes and traditions of Taiwan, is now open at the Stanhope Apartments at 3001 Hillsborough Street. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. You've been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service.